High school lacrosse players wear helmets, if they're boys. Girls do not. On its face, it's a clear example of female athletes not being treated as equal to their male counterparts. But as Bill Pennington reported for the New York Times this week, the question is anything but straightforward in Florida, the first state to require that high school girls lacrosse players wear protective headgear. We're going to talk to Pennington about a different subject later in the show, but we'll begin this conversation with Dr. Dawn Comstock of the Colorado School of Public Health. Dr. Comstock, welcome to Only a Game.
Happy to be here.
The rules are different in boys and girls lacrosse. There's far less contact in the girls' game, and that leads some to say that helmets are not necessary, but your research suggests contact isn't the problem in the girls' game. Why not?
Boys lacrosse is a full contact sport. Girls lacrosse is not. So on the face, you would think girls lacrosse is much safer. However, I run a national high school sports injury surveillance system, and when we look at multiple years of data, we see that approximately 25% of all injuries among boys lacrosse players were to the head and face, while 26% of injuries to girls lacrosse players were to the head and face. More specifically, among boys, 22% of their injuries were concussions, and among girls, 23% of their injuries were concussions.
So girls lacrosse does have a concussion problem.
Girls lacrosse does have the fifth highest rate of concussions out of all the 22 sports that I study in my surveillance system. When we look at, again, the data from my surveillance system, we can determine the mechanism of injury, how the injury occurred. 75% of the injuries among boys players, 75% of their concussions are from player-player contact. Mm-hmm. However, it's very different among girls. In girls lacrosse players, 64% of their injuries are what we call player apparatus contact. That means they're literally being struck in the head by either the lacrosse ball or the cross, the stick that the players use when they play. Mm-hmm.
Now, the rule in Florida requires headgear, not necessarily helmets. Most players and their parents are choosing 10-millimeter thick headbands instead of helmets. To me, that would seem to leave an awful lot of head unprotected.
You're right, and it's an interesting question. Right now, U.S. Lacrosse and the ASTM are actually working on a standard for a soft-shell helmet. The question is, will those soft shell helmets actually attenuate enough force from being struck in the head by a ball or a cross to prevent injury? The answer right now is no one knows.
Some studies have suggested that sports without helmets, such as rugby, Australian rules football, and soccer, have lower rates of concussions, possibly because athletes don't feel invincible. Do you worry that adding helmets to girls' lacrosse will result in the so-called gladiator effect?
Boy, the gladiator effect is, in my opinion, a myth that simply will not die. Despite the fact that there's not a single piece of published research that I'm aware of that actually proves this idea, that if you put a piece of protective equipment on an athlete, they will simply, as a result of wearing that protective equipment, become these super aggressive, high-risk-taking players. Girls lacrosse players can't play more aggressively unless the officials, the coaches, their parents, the policymakers allow them to do so.
Why has this question caused so much controversy then? Just because the gladiator effect refuses to die?
No, I think it's a broader question. Girls and boys lacrosse are two very distinct games. They are very different games. However, if you take a step back and look at all of the arguments put forward for why girls lacrosse players should not be wearing helmets, you can address each one with scientific evidence now. And to those people that say we can't put a helmet on a girl yet because we don't have a helmet standard, if boys are wearing a helmet because we are concerned that they're at risk of head injury, and they have a helmet standard for a hard shell helmet that they say does in fact decrease their risk of head injury, if it's good enough for the boys, why isn't it good enough to protect the girls as well?
Dr. Dawn Comstock is an associate professor of epidemiology for the Pediatric Injury Prevention Education and Research Program at the Colorado School of Public Health. Dr. Comstock, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for your time today.